Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Klopp did very much push the domestic cups to one side, but I think that was sort of circumstances played into that as well. I think he didn't have the squad at disposal first and foremost to prioritise all four competitions like he does now. That's the first thing to probably say. But also, it's been said a million times before, but the draws weren't very kind. I remember going to Wolves away on a Friday night in the FA Cup third round. I mean, it's not ideal when you haven't got, like I say, the depth that you'd probably like to use. I think we lost Dejan Lovren early in the game as well, and Kijana Hoover comes on, and straight away you're like, this isn't going to happen tonight, is it, basically, you know what I mean? So you need a little bit of luck
playing that one as well.
Yeah, I think he might have done. Yeah, you need a little bit of luck along the way if you are going to go deep into these cup competitions, if you haven't got the players that you'd like. But yeah, I think ultimately, I think now we're in the semi-final stage. I think it's definitely a competition we'd like to go and win 100%. I think we've been able to use the squad wisely, the Arsenal game included. I think obviously Virgil van Dijk might be back involved if he's over his illness. You've got Gravenberch and Jota both there sort of needing minutes, you'd probably say, both of them. We've seen last night the youngsters can step up and do a job when required as well, so it'd be interesting to see if some of them get a bit more of a look in. Maybe Bobby Clark, I think he would have been involved a lot more this season were it not for his injury. But ultimately for me, what it boils down to now is obviously the schedule's definitely eased compared to the festive one anyway, so Klopp will be more accepting of going again with the same sort of lads. But the lack of minutes in the Liverpool players' legs is what sort of standing us in the best possible stead for this little period now compared to some of our rivals, because obviously Arsenal and Manchester City have had Champions League to contend with, so they've not been able to rotate as heavily as we have in the Europa League group stages. So that, I said it before, when you are going through a rebuild or a transition season or whatever you want to call this from a Liverpool point of view, having Europa League is a blessing. Like, we would have absolutely bitten anybody's hand off a Champions League footy, of course we would. But that might not have meant we were in the situation we were in now, because it would have been more testing on some of our key players and stuff like that. So I actually think missing out on Champions League could have been the best thing that happened to us last season.
Question for you then, have we got a good enough squad to go for all four this season?
Yeah, 100%. 100% we have, yeah, absolutely.
Chloe? It's not liking it.
No.
We've got five frontline forwards. The defence is where I'd raise an eyebrow, certainly with centre-backs, because both Konate and Quanta went down last night, and I was like, oh my God, this is terrible news. Midfield, when they're all fit, which is incredibly rare, Stefan Bajcetic and Thiago in particular, we've got like nine central midfielders, essentially, if you go as deep as Bajcetic and like Bobby Clark. Yeah, we can do this.
Sure. Why not?
Josh?
I agree, yeah.
I think we do.
I think we put more depth than when we went for the quad.
100%.
Yeah. I think we're stronger off the bench now as well, aren't we? Yeah. I think that's what it looks like to me, but maybe not as strong.
And we've got fewer injury-prone players as well, by the way. Like, when we went for the quad, we had Naby, we had Ox.
We're more reliant on Thiago, and he was...
Shaqiri still around then? Or?
No. I don't think he was, but it feels like the midfielders that we've got now, especially with the exception of Bajcetic and Thiago, are just... you know, available virtually every week, and if they pick up enough, they recover quickly. So,
I'd like another left back first before I say it, just in terms of one of them coming back.
A proper left back?
No, one of them coming back.
Okay.
Not like getting purchased and something.
Well, it looks a Simicast, it might be about a couple of days away.
That was a big matter, wasn't it? Like, have you seen this? He put a post out on, was it Friday or
not
something?
Not long now. Pookie collarbone last week.
Surely, like, he's pulled a photo from like weeks ago or something there, but like, why was he just running in Trabs? Like, you just wouldn't, like, that's what happens when you're in rehab. It's not...
He looks like he's not long now to me. Yeah. It looked like he was coming back.
I'm going to throw the same question at you then, Dan. Sorry, mate. I'm going to throw the same question. Have we got a strong enough squad to go for all four if we were in the Champions League?
No.
Why?
Just because of the minutes and the demands it puts on players. Mohamed Salah, I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but Mohamed Salah would have played another 100, 200 minutes potentially on what he's done already. Same with Virgil van Dijk, same with other key players. So Szoboszlai, we used him for every single minute early on in the season, didn't we? That would have been the same in the Champions League. They wouldn't have been afforded anywhere near as much rest or rotation, even in-game. That's not just not starting games. That's the ability to take Mohamed Salah off or Szoboszlai off or Virgil van Dijk, whoever it may be. It's your ability to pull them out of the firing line when the game's wrapped up, certainly in the Europa competition, because we before we sort of trying to decide who Liverpool actually got beat by, because it was so irrelevant by the time the fourth game had been played in the group stage. It just didn't matter anymore. We went to Belgium, or France with kids, essentially, and just no one was bothered by that point. You know what I mean?
But, Klopp,
and
that's but because to be fair to Klopp, he has rotated in the Champions League.
I think we've got the depth regardless of the competition. Like I think the problem would be if you were in the Champions League, because that just demands a bit more quality and a bit more just effort to win games and that. I think we'd maybe have like, I don't know, two fewer points in the Premier League or something like that if
maybe,
we'd have went for the Champions League with the, in the same way, and maybe we'd have just lost to Arsenal last night rather than winning and progressing through into the next round. So I think that's where it hurts you, but I think depth wise I think we've got probably the best depth in the Premier League. I think
how often were we fighting those on the final match day of the Champions League to make sure we got through? That felt like a thing. Obviously, the Napoli game is the one that stands out, but I remember the one in Denmark where it was already wrapped up, really.
Yeah, well, we got 18 points
when we won every game.
And then we got 15 points, was it last season? Did we get 15 points last season?
I'm not sure.
And we didn't even finish top of the group.
No, we didn't.
We played Real Madrid, didn't we, so...
Or was it the year before where we got 15 points or something?
I just think, like I said, I just think the ability to not play your best players minute in, minute out in Europe has helped us get as far as we have in terms of domestic cups and in terms of being in the Premier League as well. It's helped us go to the well. Because we're seeing lads now. We're talking last night about lads needing minutes. We're talking midweek about lads that might need minutes now, albeit some of that's down to injury. But there's lads there that have not been able to get into a rhythm at any point in the season because they've just not been able to get into the team. Mm. Curtis Jones falls into that category a little bit. Harvey Elliott definitely does. So it's been an absolute blessing in disguise for me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.